Bum bum. Do do do. Do bum bum.
Fuck. You're nailing how gentle it is.
Hello everyone, this is Charlie and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. This is Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Thank you, Pearl, for your stirring rendition of the Twin Peaks theme song to start us off.
It's no trouble.
Yeah, Mia's still here. Alexia disappeared.
I don't know where they went.
It's time to start the show. We're gonna start off today with some West Side Gun off of his new album, And Then You Pray for Me.
Oh, there's Alexia. They just disappeared again.
Oh, they're here.
There they are.
There's no pens anywhere.
There's no pens in this entire establishment.
No.
Damn.
A black one, but that's not really
disappointing.
Because
exactly. I know there's WMFO branded pens out there.
I got Charlie's wallet.
Whoa.
Pickpocket. Baby Charlie.
All right, let's start the music.
Big find.
Fuck around and you'll end up dead. She was on the run from the feds. sleep with one eye open, menage with two ARs in the bed. Dior scarf to tie up her hair, tie up all loose ends. To leave a witness is a sin. Keisha Plum Flow, West Side Gun, the inspo. GXFR like Pablo Escobar mixed with Griselda Blanco. Chopin diamond glows. In the summertime, be serving snow. Cocaine Eskimos. Igloo full of bricks. Grimiest from the 716. I'm a genius, I'm a god, I'm a priceless piece of art. I'm the truth, I'm the light, I write these psalms best at night. My Medusa hair red, I'm a goddess in the bed. Roses grow between my legs, roses grow between my... The scorpion is the predator. The scale is for balance. God is the greatest. Superfly God.
All right, coming up, we have a song called The Way, and then after that, we'll be listening to the Joe Rosenberg Report this week, coming to you from God's country, Albania. So stay tuned for that.
I can't begin to stop the love. I can't begin. I'm a chameleon, karma police. The final war of Armageddon for peace. 400 years without a sign of relief. So I hung my home hat on the horns of the beast. No nation, word to Fela. Just me and myself, that's word to daylight. Little Miss Rosie, no rings around her. Pocket full of poses, no kings around her. Nothing left to do but get lost in love. Like new edition and tie strings around her. She kissed me softly outside of Harris. And BBM me on a ride to Paris. Jay, can you please sing me your rap song and make it strong? I'm so tired of ballads. I'll Jessica, yo, Roger Rabbit. And you could chase me down the aisle of marriage. Show me the way like Glenda Goodrich. My heart's so tired like B.F. Goodrich. I'm jaded by these lullabies. Take a walk on the wild side and see that hood shit. Left old cinema on Chiswick High Road. Made love in Brixton on some old side road. Lost my ring at some club in Camden. I wonder if she ever missed the man them. I wonder if she ever think of Clifton. A Call of Duty, a Downton Abbey. A walking Farrell around the streets of Knightsbridge. Long before Yoda, just us and Maggie. I thought about you a lot today. And as you can see, I got a lot to say. That's the way.
All right, we're not doing a talk break. If you guys want to, actually, yeah, talk for a couple minutes. Cause I need to pull something up. I forgot
hey gang.
About that.
Everybody do rose thorn butt of their day.
I don't think we have time for that.
No,
that'd be way too.
Everybody, quick, do rose really fast.
The show. Right now.
Also right now.
Joe Rosenberg report.
That's
it's coming up right now.
Wait.
That's a bud.
Oh, that's a bud. That's my bud.
It might have... I can't find it.
No, my thorn is that dude giving us a stink
eye. I saved
eye.
It on my phone, but I have to get it to my my laptop real quick. You so we gotta kill a couple more minutes.
Okay, we're killing time.
So thorn.
Oh my god, no, wait. Guys. Oh, I don't think I can say this yet. I'll tell you guys when there's no mic.
This is confidential.
Oh,
super confidential information.
Drama at the WMFO station.
There is actually WMFO station drama right now.
We need to hear this.
Off
I gotta
air.
Hear all of this off-air off confidential. Air.
Do you guys have anybody to shout out?
British eyes only.
we got Mr. F.
Whoa.
Mr. F. Wait, you gotta really do it because you're British.
Oh, true.
What? Mr. F.
I think I'm ready. Good. I think I'm ready.
Okay,
guys.
It's time for the Joe Rosenberg report.
Woohoo! Here we go. I try to get this as short as possible. So, fly into Tirana. It's like Wednesday night. I guess Thursday morning. It's like midnight.
There's no music behind this because the audio quality is kind of bad.
Whatever. So, get to the airport. Immediately, I'm like, all right, I should probably do like this, like the money change where you get like scammed by exchange rates. So I drop like 40 bucks, get my like 4,000 lek, Albanian lek. Because I was like, we're gonna need it for a taxi and the fucking ATMs. So I went to one of the ATMs and I pulled out.
No word from Joe. Like, no. Sorry, guys.
And then my friend tried to do it with the lek and it wouldn't work. And he tried it again. And then the card just like eat his debit card, never got it back. So he just like immediately got it stolen by the Albanian dude who sits in all the airport ATMs. But I went to the one that gives you euros. So I was safe. I got my extra euros for some spending cash while I was there. And immediately, like we go and we like walk outside, we're gonna walk over to like where the like taxis were, but I was like, we kind of need to, like, I need to get a cigarette real quick. Just because it's Albania, I was like, it's going to be so cheap. They're going to be have some crazy brands, stuff like that. And so I found a guy, and I was like, he's like, where do you want to go? And I was like, can you take us to Korea? He was like, yeah, I can take you to Korea, 3,000 lek. And I was like, can we stop for cigarettes first? He was like, oh, tobacco? Yes, 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 yes. So for 3,000 lek, this guy was taking us to the Korea Castle, which was in the city of Korea. That's where we were staying in the night. We were staying in a castle. And all along the way, we stopped at like a gas station where he could fill up and I could grab my cigarettes. And then we get the cigarettes and walk it back.
I apologize for the background noise. I do think Joe's at a soccer game.
So that's the fun little, most normal smelling car in Albania was the guy. He didn't even want a cigarette. He was like, yeah, you can just smoke them in here. The goat, honestly. So spend the night in the castle, get traditional Albanian breakfast the next morning. They kind of just have like cheeses and meat, but more sheep and goat than like most other countries. Fuck, that was weird. And we had like a rented van. There were six people. It was four Americans, a Brit, and a Norwegian guy. And that was the crew for this expedition. We got a van because we were driving down to Saranda, which is like all the way near like the border with Greece. And that's where we're going to spend like three days, two nights, stay in an Airbnb there. And it is so beautiful. It's like, it's right next to Greece. So it's like, it looks like that. It's on the coast, the Albanian Riviera. It's hella nice. Driving down, like we drove down at night and it was kind of scary because it was all like twisty and turny and mountain paths and stuff like that. So I was very scared and like half asleep on the drive down. But on the drive back, it was hella pretty. Like the mountains were so cool. And there were just like sheep and goats and cows and all sorts of livestock just everywhere. Like in the roads, there were so many stray dogs and like stray cats. Oh, we went to this restaurant and like at most restaurants, there were stray cats that would like beg you for food underneath the table. And usually I'd oblige. But we were at this restaurant and I was like, I'm not going to give this cat food, but I'm going to fuck with it. And so I was fucking with it, like moving my hand around like I was going to give it food. And then it swiped at me and it scratched me and I started to bleed. And so I still have like the scrapes and stuff on my fingers, which doesn't feel too good, but it's all right. I kind of deserved all that I got from that. But yeah, we were in Saranda. Went to like a nice little like cove, and since it wasn't tourist season, like there was absolutely nobody in the country other than like the locals. So it was just like our gaggle of foreigners and then Albania. And so we went to this beach, no one there. So we have this entire super pretty, nice beach to ourselves. It was like on and off raining, but honestly, it made it kind of cool because the water was so warm that like you wanted to be in the water, you wanted to be swimming around, stuff like that. God, what a beautiful country. I would totally go back to like the southern, like Albanian Riviera part. Like Tirana was just a weird city. And like I felt like societal pressure to just like chain smoke. Just because every single person in that country was doing that the entire time. Like that's the only thing they do for fun is smoke cigarettes. Yeah. Ooh. And last thing, we found this mosque that was built into the side of this mountain. Like you had to drive all the way up to the top of the mountain and then like take some steps down and then you got into this like mosque and it was really cool. And I bought an Albania soccer jersey and what else? Ooh, I threw a lot of rocks into the ocean. Actually, sorry, the Adriatic Sea. What else? I don't know. That's long enough. God bless. Love Albania. Would go back. Never go to Tirana again. That place kind of creeped me out and there's nothing there. Oh, every single building is actively under construction there.
Yay.
Thank you
for the wonderful report, Joe Rosenberg.
I don't know how he went to Albania and didn't end up in a single bunker. I would have gone into all of the ones that I saw.
Are there hella in the country, bunkers maybe?
There's
are they like known for their bunkers?
Yes, there's more bunkers than people because
what?
In the 80s, the communist dictator Enver Hoxha.
Cool this, name. Sorry.
Yeah, it's spelled as it's Hoxha.
Oh,
that is fire.
That's quirky.
But he was very scared of every other country with a little bit of reason. They had very poor relations with everyone around them. So he was convinced they were going to get invaded by either the Warsaw Pact or NATO. Oh. So he built as many bunkers as he could. And now a bunch of them are like hotels, little restaurants, museums. That's
awesome. Little fun Charlie
if you've got
fact.
Bunkers in your country, always. You got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, so lots true. Lots of estate. Albanians lose their virginity in bunkers.
What?
Clubs.
Why do you know that?
I took a class on the Balkans freshman year, and like my end of year project was a like 25-page paper about Albania.
That's awesome.
Wow. Well,
when are we gonna talk about gay cowboys?
Later in the show.
I'm
later
excited
in the show.
For this.
But
gay
so next
cowboy
up,
theme abandoned. We're talking about Albania now.
Next
but
up,
why
we
can't
have.
It be both?
Tried and True by Ween.
Oh. Yes.
And then later in the show we have some of the Strokes, King Cruel, the new MGMT song.
Yes.
Charlie, yeah. do I have time to ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. So we were talking with Megan earlier and we were wondering who you think is the closest person that has existed to have ruled the world. Like the
I have an answer, but I can't say it.
If you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, who's the closest person you think has been the closest to ruling the world?
I may have a controversial answer.
What is it?
So, in really, really ancient times, there was a collapse in, like, the population of humanity. Mm-hmm. And there were only a couple thousand guys left hang out. But we were practically monkeys back then. Australopithecus and related words. So there were only like a couple thousand of us, so whoever controlled the most people back then probably controlled the greatest portion of humanity.
Huh. Wow, what was
that's
his
really
name?
Monkey.
No clue? Monkey?
Alright, time to listen to Ween.
While I breathe.
All right, Megan, Colin, but Pearl, you're up.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my sibling who might be listening to the radio right now. That ween was not my choice, but it could be for you, my ween-loving sibling.
All right, now we're just waiting. Wonderful. On Megan.
Megan has to call first, and while Megan. The call is flashing, you'll be like, you'll do your thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've been practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is my moment to shine. I've been raised for this.
Yeah. No, this is... Oh, Charlie! It's happening.
It's about
it's
to
happening.
Be.
Yeah. It's,
oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's shining.
I forget how to
wait,
do it.
I know how to do it. I know how to do it.
Mia, you sound so proud. I know how to do it.
Mom, I know.
Should I announce it or no?
Hello? Hello, Megan?
No, she gotta call again.
Call again. I did it wrong.
Well, can we do the thing?
Yeah, Holly, do your thing.
Okay. It's about to be a certified Megan moment.
That was awesome. That was epic.
That was a group effort between Holly, who did the first bit, me, who did that awesome second bit, and Alexia, who finished up strong.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there are so many times in my life where I think I wish I had a Vine Boom sound effect right now.
Megan, come on.
There's only so much fun we can have with sound effects.
Wrong!
I got one.
The possibilities are endless. Charlie, haven't you seen the podcast episode of It's Always Sunny?
No, I actually haven't seen the podcast.
Where's Joe?
What?
No, the episode where they have the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And where D can't stop doing
definitely.
The sound effects. That's us right now.
If you ever hear really, really loud fart noises from my room, it's me and Holly blowing raspberries on each other to see who can
Megan's,
make the worst
here's
noise.
Here's Megan's song. I guess she's not calling.
Oh.
Sorry, Megan.
Either way,
not a certified Megan moment.
Certified Megan moment.
Either way, certified Megan.
Certified Megan moment in our hearts.
Open, I might as well just troll it. Got some Morty Palmer in my picture, call it Nolan. Ryan, try it, once and then you golden. I am hoping that we can kick it, reminiscing only about the good times. I know there's moments when you probably love me, but you didn't want to show it. Now I'm all around the globe with everyone but you. I know you fucking miss me, chillin', keep it cool. Never getting old, man, grow no road game. Fill your plate with all that food, you better eat the whole thing. This a family reunion, all the grandmas be moving. Burning in three-legged races, people with crap, they losing when I was two. My fly was blue when I was gone. My ice cream cone was a giant one. When my bike was all I was riding on. Jewelry from a Happy Meal. Fuck it, I was happy still.
On the grill, put the drink on chill. This a motherfucking barbecue for real. All these days already gone by. Oh man, I ain't seen your ass in a long time. Put a little gin in the punch. Grandma getting crunk, just fun. Nobody give a fuck. All these days already gone by.
The electric slide, spraying squirt guns at you like it's pesticide. So why you bugging? Little man, stop bugging. I gotta spend some time with some friends of mine. Get away from everything, go and rest your mind. It's not nothing. Little man, it's not nothing. All my little cousins acting like some munchkins, running in the trees and the crying out their eyes. Have to rush them to the ER. Maybe just a band, they will do it. You can sing along. Please let the band play the music. Always nice, you can come back home. Your friends go off, but then they come back wrong. Nice to know that you're never alone. Family reunions whenever I'm home. Throw a steak on the grill, put the drink on chill. This a motherfucking barbecue for real. All these kids already gone by.
Bad for no good reason.
just a quick hello. Do we want to get a PSA in real quick?
Yeah, we can get a PSA.
Oh yeah, guys, go crazy.
All right, so you guys ready? Whenever you're ready.
Yes.
There's something very dangerous. There's something
very dangerous in your home.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they weren't on the same mic anymore.
That's loud, man.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy.
Misusing one is even easier.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent work, guys.
Excellent work. I think it could have gone harder, Holly. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Me specifically?
Whoa.
I don't know. Me specifically? Show. Specifically you. Yeah.
Wow. Should we fight about it?
That's a personal attack, right?
And now?
Yeah.
The Strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. jokes out the silence of. It's been a while since her days have been. And in the cavernous sheets, she feeds a tortoise of independence. Why do you walk with me so slow? Said I walk like I'm in a trance. And I spoke. I said I just want this moment to last and to love. See those figures wait alone on the park bench of memory. It's been and gone. And yeah, I think about the dreams I've had so long. Nature. But you need a friend.
Hey guys.
18 naked cowboys.
Welcome to Ram Ranch.
18 naked cowboys in the showers at Ram Ranch.
we've got a cowboy themed segment here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited.
It's pretty good.
Take the stage,
Willie
guys.
Nelson, Glenn Campbell, Marty Robbins.
Oh.
Pearl, do you have anything to say before we start? Or should we let the first song introduce itself? Because it's the Willie Nelson song.
Willie Nelson.
Most cowboys were actually people of color, and many were actually gay.
Whoa.
Elaborate.
No? I can't. Just believe me. Trust me, bro. Trust me.
We'll let Willie Nelson do the elaborating for us.
Well, there's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And a small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No, a small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men. I believe to my soul that inside every man there's the feminine, and inside every lady there's a deep manly voice loud and clear. Well, the cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women, but the ones that brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other. Say, what did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that'd love to slip out. Somebody who says what the others just whisper, and mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. So when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every lady there's a cowboy who wants to come out. And inside every cowboy, there's a lady that'd love to slip out.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
some stranger rode into town with fire.
All right.
Stranger. A tall handsome stranger.
We're gonna talk over this song, but it's Tall Handsome Stranger by Marty Robbins. We just don't have time to listen to all the songs that I had planned tonight. Pearl?
I want to give some brief sources to back up my previous statement. Okay. This is from Wikipedia, which says, okay, but I have other ones.
Wikipedia is a valid source now.
Also, yeah, it literally
is.
Wait,
why?
What made it suddenly valid?
It's getting way more fact checked.
A, you have to fact check your info, and B, like nobody's lying. Nobody's lying on the Wikipedia article for cowboy.
Yeah.
They're lying on other stuff.
Okay. There's some poorly written Wikipedia articles out there I've been noticing lately.
Agreed. All right. Quote, a significant number of African-American freed men who were also drawn to cowboy life, in part because there was not as much racial discrimination in the West as there were in other areas of American society at the time. We're talking about 1800s. Mm-hmm. Also, there were, today, a significant number of Mexicans and American Indians were already living in the region also worked as cowboys. There's a Spanish word for it. Mia, you want to pronounce it? Because I can't.
Vaqueros.
Thank you, Mia. Oh.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
And then also...
Sorry, I have a story about that after.
Quote from Brandeis University research paper. Homosexuality was an act, not an orientation. Nevertheless, it's highly likely that among cowboys, as among other largely male communities isolated from women, such as loggers, miners, and sailors, male-male sexual relationships were relatively common.
I mean, why else would they be away from women? In the day.
And finally, I will end with this. Wait, actually, there's a couple more.
We gotta end, though, because we have one more song
I have
left.
A statistic.
What's your statistic?
Guys, he has a statistic. ManchesterHistorian.com. Around 25% of cowboys being black in this period, this plus the number of Latino and indigenous cowboys demonstrate the West's diversity. And...
Oh, damn, he took screenshots.
Oh, yeah, I took screenshots.
Okay.
I was committed to. Oh, it's Buffy St. Marie! Everybody shut up.
With an
that here I might learn happiness, I might learn peace of mind. The one who taught my lesson was the south wind through the pines, and I'm gonna be a country girl again. Oh yes, I'm gonna be a country girl again, with an old brown dog and a big front porch and rabbits in the pen.
Alright, this has been Xander the Steel to Catch a Vibe. Not anymore. This is Charlie. You have listened to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you will keep listening.
Next week, same time, 10
same
to
place.
11 p.m.
Thank
same
you,
place.
Pearl and Holly. For
thanks
helping.
For having us.
Thanks for having us. I
this
love
so
cowboys.
Me too. Went by so fast.
Especially when they're
back
gay.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back again.
Yeah. I would love to.
Soon. Alright, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bar goes from near far, I'm a gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, I bet the sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? Being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other.